This is the Knowledge Bandits Podcast. I'm your host, Starum. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. Let's start the show. This is the Knowledge Bandits Podcast, and I'm really excited to bring you today's guest, Ms. Bernice Dapa. Bernice is a young global leader of the World Economic Forum and a Ghanaian social entrepreneur. She is the founder and CEO of Ghana Bamboo Bikes, a socio-ecological green initiative that addresses the problem of climate change, poverty, rural-urban migration, and high unemployment rates. Ghana Bamboo Bikes are exactly what they sound like and even more. Multi-purpose second-generation bamboo bikes that are sustainable for the high terrain and rough roads for local and international needs using native bamboo. Bernice, I've given a very brief introduction, but I was wondering if you can please take the time to fill us in and let the bandits get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. I think Bernice is a Ghanaian who's trying to see how best we can raise social entrepreneurs within our countries, especially both at the deprived communities. I think I was a graduate for about 5-6 years ago, and I decided to see how best I can use our local raw materials to create employment out of it. And fortunately, we are moving gradually. We're creating a lot of employment, and Bamboo Bicycle is such an inclusive business model that tackles the environment and the socioeconomic issues in our country. So currently, that's what we are doing in Ghana with my team.
Okay, that's really great. So you mentioned that you're employing a lot of people in the local communities. Can you give us an idea of how many people you're currently working with?
Currently, we've trained and employed more than 35 people now.
Wow.
And we're trying to broaden our scope to other communities or regions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anticipating that by the middle of this year, we could get more youth on board, more than maybe 40 to 45 youth in addition to see how they, because there is a huge order for bamboo bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to get two new factories in addition with what we have. So that is what our short-term plan now to increase production.
And for me, this is quite an interesting business. How did you come to start it? What gave you that initial spark?
I have gone through a few challenges in life. For instance, I think when I finished my senior high, I actually wanted to go to university or go to the college, but it was very difficult for me. I was at home for about 7 years. I was living with my grandpa, and I got to know the difficulties and the challenges that most young people are facing, whom they really want to further their education. So alongside, I volunteered for a lot of organizations to see how best I can earn a living. So that is how I got the drive to go back to the community, because something that I have experienced before, there are a lot of people that really want to go to school, want to get something to do, but they lack what it takes for them to move. For instance, we have vast land. People can go into farming, but they don't know how to go into commercial farming. They rely on the peasant farming.
Yeah.
So we decided to see how best to go back to the community to create employment with them with this local raw material, which is bamboo, to curb the rural-urban migration. Because everybody thought they should come to the city and they are going to get a white-collar job or they are going to be rich within the shortest possible time. But that is where they are going to start their challenges. So I think it's better they start within the communities, because there are a lot of natural resources that we can take advantage of it.
Wow. That's really great. I think that's one thing that we need to keep in mind, is that there doesn't necessarily have to be this migration to somewhere else for you to be able to start a business, but rather starting in your local communities. And I think through Ghana Bamboo Bikes, it looks like you're really achieving that. So you talked a little bit about the challenges that you faced and how it was difficult for you, and that sparked this business. But in that time while you were living with your grandfather, how did you continuously motivate yourself and not just become so down and depressed that you couldn't move forward?
I think when I was, my grandpa was such a great movement for me now as I'm growing. But I thought by then was a bit difficult, because I quite remember when I was 11 years, I was having my own farm, which my grandfather used to wake us up early in the morning, go and do your work at the farm. So I thought it was like hard labor, or my grandpa was just disturbing us. But at that moment, I think the little thing that we were doing at a backyard farm really motivated me to see how best to do something on my own currently. Because when I look back within those days that I was having a small farm, like I was playing around it, that is where I really got the entrepreneurship concept or the flair in me to do something on my own. So actually, even though it was difficult for me to go to school, but I was looking at how I can do something on my own to sustain myself, my family, and my colleagues who are actually at back, and they are finding that very difficult to come out with such difficult situations.
And I want to ask, before we started recording, we were talking a little bit, and you mentioned about the importance of education, but I was just wondering if you can sort of rehash on what you've said about how important it is to have access to education.
I think, as I said, I realized it was good for me to go back to school, because, as I said, it was difficult for me to go to school. So I realized that later there is a need for me to go back to school to see how best I can further my career and my degree or whatever, to see how best I can also build up my profile at certain level.
Yeah. Okay. And when you first started Ghana Bamboo Bikes, did you raise any money, or did you sort of have to save up on your own?
Okay. I think at the initial stages, fortunately, I had a volunteer who donated the laptop to me by then. I think to get access with internet was a bit difficult at home and at the office places. There was a commercial areas that we do go and have access to internet. And my family also helped me a lot, especially my mom. She always tried to see how best she can also support me when there is a need. So it was through this process, my mom and some volunteers who really helped me and friends. Especially, I had some team that we were working alongside with Bamboo Bikes, engineers. Some of them are marketers, some of them are researchers. Then it was difficult. Some of them back up, like, it's not going to work. But I still have some few, one or two of them, that they are still on the ground trying to see how best to move things at different platforms.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I think this is really interesting, getting to understand the core of what Ghana Bamboo Bikes is about. And now we're going to move on a little bit and talk more about you as an entrepreneur. So what fires you up in the morning? What's your morning routine, and why is that routine so important to you?
That's quite interesting. I think it's kind of when you have the drive in you, early in the morning, I think when I wake up and I do my exercise, it's becoming like I have my bicycle that I use for jogging every morning. So once I'm in my bicycle and I'm going up and down, like my 30 minutes riding on bicycle, I get more motivated to see how this I can put this project ahead. So I just dream about it, I move about it, nothing stops me, because I realize that the bicycle is like a multi-purpose product that we're doing. This is a project that is creating employment for people. And some of them come and buy bicycle because they want to do exercise, or that riding bicycle is a form of exercise. So I see it's quite amazing. So day in and day out, I get so motivated. And when I really, the first time I woke up in the morning, I read my books. I just go back, do my household chores, and take my bicycle to ride like 30 minutes before I'll go everywhere.
That's great. And I like that I can hear the passion in your voice from when you wake up in the morning, being able to grab a bike that you've built. I'm sure it must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. And so as an entrepreneur, I'm sure just from talking to you, I can tell that passion is very big for you. You're passionate about what you do. But a big part of being an entrepreneur is also being sustainable, being able to generate revenue. So can you share specific ways that you generate income for yourself?
Okay. A specific way we are generating income within the bicycle production currently. Okay, I think for now, the bicycles that we are producing, first we recruit the youth from the local communities. We have to train them and retain them into the industry for production. So the bicycles that we produce, we sell some of them to also give it to the youth as a salary, and we're looking at how we can also broaden our scope, because when we look at our medium and long-term goal, we're looking at how we can utilize the bamboo to create employment for thousands of youth with bamboo bicycle and other handicrafts. So that is how we create and we get revenue out of it. And the money that we get still go back to the business. But we love the idea that day in and day out an employment opportunity is created. And we're trying to broaden our scope to other communities. And this project has been a mouthpiece for other young people to also see how best they can use bamboo for other products, not only bamboo bicycle. So that's where exactly we generate our income from.
And what other products are we seeing the youth using bamboo to create?
Okay, so now we've started the pilot project on bamboo charcoal and bamboo briquettes. As you can see, briquette is a clean energy that we use it for cooking at our homes. We know for now, because of deforestation, that it's difficult for us to get trees. But we're trying to see how best we can use bamboo to manufacture briquette for both local and international markets.
Yes.
Because people use a lot of firewood. But if true bamboo bicycle would be the surplus that we will produce within our factories, and you also use to go into bamboo charcoal and briquette, that's also another form of energy and employment for our women and youth at the communities. And we've also started our own bamboo plantations to feed our industry and also to mitigate climate change, because we are planting or we are cultivating bamboo at the most degraded communities too in Ghana. And farmers are also very happy about the concept that we should go back to and cultivate bamboo, because when you cultivate bamboo, a lot of people are using bamboo for their products. So it goes, they are also going to buy it from the farmers to feed the industry.
Why do you think that it is that we haven't quite seen this sort of creative use of bamboo?
I wouldn't say not anybody did it before me. It's about what's at any point in time, what you think about it and what you thought about it. For instance, somebody can come out with bamboo car. Nobody knows, you understand. So at any point in time, it depends on what you actually want to do and what you think about it, because we have the opportunity of the natural resource that we have to take advantage of it. Maybe somebody is going to do bamboo elephant. Nobody knows.
And so, I mean, I can definitely see you're a cheerful person, full of passion. I like that it's almost palpable, the passion that I'm getting from you. But we all know that being an entrepreneur has its own difficulties. So can you share with us a specific time where you felt a very low point? I really want you to take us to that place. I want the listeners to be able to feel like they're there with you.
I could say it's sometimes be difficult as an entrepreneur how you see things and how you think, how you look at your strategic plans, what you want to do at the short, medium, and long-term goals, and trying to groom some people, their mindsets, to just be on your shoes to see how best you can put agendas forward. And sometimes when it's not working or it's not clicking how you want it, it seems like there is some heat in your body. You don't get it because you need to meet deadlines. You really want to prove, you want to make a difference. And I could use bamboo bike as an example. It's a new product. There was an existing bamboo bike builders. So this is something like you have to train people, you have to groom their mindset and tell them how durable, how strong bamboo bike is. And the second aspect is sometimes you're looking at, okay, for the next 2 years, I want to do this, I want to move this. And this project is more of an NGO, social enterprise. We recruit the youth and we don't charge them any amount of money. And you try to see how best you can get the financial means to move the project or the project to different level, and it's not working for you. It's sometimes a bit of challenge, but I believe that once you want to do, that's why I talk about the passion and the drive as an entrepreneur. Once you have the passion and the drive, it's going to take you 100 years. You still move ahead till you get to your point.
Very, very good. And I want one specific instance where it was very difficult for you as an entrepreneur since you started Ghana Bamboo Bikes, because we like those specific moments. We want to be able to experience that feeling of difficulty with you.
I think one specific moment was that I had some difficulties. If I'm right, that's what you said, is I realized there was a point that there was a huge order on us to produce the bamboo bicycle, and we were lacking what it takes, the materials to move us to that level. That was a bit of a challenge for us that day, because I was so stressful, didn't know how to go, how to get loans to move the product. And I think for now, we're trying to see how best we can be on our toes.
Yeah. We find so a lot of entrepreneurs expect, oh, when that huge order comes in, it'll be amazing. But once that order comes in, there's even more responsibility and more pressure on you to be able to produce. And sometimes it can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
And on the other side of things, can you give us one specific moment where you felt so accomplished as an entrepreneur with Ghana Bamboo Bikes? Just one specific moment that you can think of.
I could say sometimes things happen, not about financials, but things happen for a great cause, and you really get so enthused. You don't really imagine. We never thought of it. So I was so happy the very day that we had an award for Seed Initiative in 2010 about this project. And the second aspect was, we also have another award under the UNFCCC in Poland, whereby the UN Secretary General just saw our bicycle and was so happy about this. So I can't imagine that there was a lot of products, but the UN Secretary General had the time to be on a bicycle. Didn't really think about how quality, how it tastes. But see, this is a product that has to be moved over the world. And he did a PR for us. And any time I listen to that PR, I get so touched. And I said, wow, I didn't know we can go to that far. So who we are, Ghana Bamboo Bikes, that people like the UN Secretary General are so fascinated about our project, and the level of the awards that we have, sort of motivation, was so quite amazing. So I always move about sectors. I say yes, then we can do more.
Wow. And so do you remember exactly what you were doing or where you were when you first found out that the UN Secretary General was sort of lauding you guys?
And I was so happy. I was so happy.
Yeah.
Very motivated. So happy. Because I never thought we can get to that far. I never thought. So I was so happy. And the kind of PR that he did, as I said, was quite amazing. He and the UNFCCC boss, Christiana Figari, was so amazing at that moment. And that has really been like being in our mind day in and day out. And people always think, how did you manage to get the UN boss to be on your bicycle as a PR? And I said, it came natural. We didn't know we were going to meet him. And the kind of, the applause that we had from him, always when we get so, discouraged about certain issues, we realize that we can go far.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good story. And so, being in Ghana right now, what would you say is the biggest factor, or what's the best part of starting a business in Ghana?
I could say the best part of starting business in Ghana as a young person or as a startup is to see how best. I always talk about entrepreneurship way, to see how best you can use our local raw materials to do something. Because at the beginning, it's very difficult to get loans or to get it, to import products outside. But I believe with the little resource you have, you can do something about this. Sometimes it's a bit difficult, but I think with perseverance, you can make a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And for instance, let's say someone is trying to start a business right now and they're not able to get outside money. What are three specific steps they should take in starting that business without looking for outside funding?
I think there are basic ones at the initial stages. You can team up as a group, but you need to be extra careful about people you work with. You have to get people that have the same motivation or the same drive as you have, because once sometimes even you have the drive and you for your starting, you entered and you get so discouraged, it's sometimes a bit difficult. So I believe sometimes we should have some confidence in people to start an initiative. And it depends about how you move and how you go about it. For instance, how we started Bamboo Bicycle, we were a group. And later, most of them back up because they thought it was not going to work. But I'm very sure if you start about three or four people, one day, one can still be with you and see how best you can move your business to a different level. Because the idea you have might be different from mine. So with a pool of that resources, I think you can make it.
I really like what you're saying here. It's about teaming up with the right people. And it takes time, wouldn't you say? Sometimes it's difficult to find the right people to be able to work with, but once you find them, it's truly a blessing.
Yeah. So I believe that there's something that I've really realized in business is every business there is risk. And if you don't take the risks, you can't move it. Because you don't actually, we will have all the business plan, all the strategic plan. You have all everything in place. What to move you. Even you can still have business with your own families, but still there might be some few challenges. So I could see in every business, do all your homework and move with it. And just look at the people, your team that you form. Look at people that you have the same concept, the same drive with them. And I'm very sure no matter how rich it is, when there is a challenge, you will still overcome it. The challenges will come, but you will overcome it, no matter how it is. Because we're still struggling sometimes on one way or the other, but we believe that we will make it and make it again.
That's really good. And earlier on, you mentioned that you are working on opening a second warehouse for Ghana Bamboo Bikes. So I was just wondering, have you guys raised any outside money so far, or is this are you able to expand?
Yeah. For now, we have a joint project with a mining company called Nemon Development Foundation or Nemon Gold Mining. They have a foundation that they support their communities. So we have been like a mouthpiece to those communities to go and give back to their community, those companies to give back to the communities. So we wrote a proposal to them that as part of their CDL, we can help them to train more youth to set up workshops for them and retain them as a part of their CSR. So that is what we are working on it. So the funds that we are using to set up the factory is from the mining company, which is sponsoring the community to go into the production or the training.
And so, I mean, how do you measure the impact in the community? Because it's easy to measure the revenue side of things, but how do you measure your impact in the community?
Okay, how are we able to measure any? We could see for now there has been a lot of change in most of the guys. Some of them were on unemployment, but for now, they are being trained as bamboo bike builders, and they also have the motivation to do other products alongside with bamboo bike. And I'm so happy that some of them now, they have savings. Some of them are not, the money that they are earning, it's not for them alone. Some of them are helping their siblings in a very small way. So the idea of we even seeing that somebody is being, the job has been created for somebody and trying to also help the family, then we can see the value change of it. That's how we use to measure our impact, and we have the confidence that once we are able to broaden our scope to different communities, we can still get more people on board, and the impact is going to be great in the near future.
And that's, I think that's really an important part of being able to help them save money. I mean, we can see all over the place where people are able to save. It's sort of one of the first steps in creating wealth. And now we're going to move on into the rapid fire round. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What would you say was originally stopping you from taking the step to be an entrepreneur?
Okay. Actually, was about how to get the financial means to move my agenda forward was some of the challenges that didn't really stop me of moving ahead. I realized I have the passion to do it. So the financial issues was a bit difficult by then, but I think we are managing it and looking at how we can move it to other levels.
And at what point did you stop looking at your business as a project and as an actual business?
I think way back like 4 or 5 years, we still blend it as a project or as a business, because we're still recruiting the youth from the communities that we train them in return with the money that we get or the revenue that we get. So it's a project that the money we get, most of them still go back to the communities and see how best we can gain and day out create more employment for the youth.
And what quality do you have that most contributes to your success as an entrepreneur?
The most thing that I really have to be like a core is the circumstances, sometimes the circumstances surrounding you, my cause, and also the people you move out during your infancy. Because sometimes personally, I would say that entrepreneurship is a cause, but you still have to be born in it some one way or the other. But I've seen a lot of people with all the degrees and everything on entrepreneurship, but they're still having it difficult to move it. Yeah. But the people that they have some basic stuff, they are still trying to see how they can move it to different platforms.
And I really like what you said there. Entrepreneurship is a cause, because you find that if you don't have a purpose, if you're not adding strong value to the solution at hand, it becomes exceedingly difficult to have a successful business.
Exactly.
And what quality do you wish to improve on most?
I'm just looking at how best in the near future we can also train more of our youth to see how best, and some of them even further their education to also articulate their voice at different platforms.
What's the best advice you've ever received, and who was it from?
I think there was the very day I spoke with one of my mentors, and they told me that in every business there is challenges, and you always have to be ready for it. And if you are not ready for it, you can't make it. So I have really changed my mind that no matter how the difficulties and no matter how the circumstances, we can still make it.
That's great advice. It's never going to be easy. And what advice would you give to a younger version of yourself just starting this business?
I think the little that I can say is she always try to see how best once they are trying to become like an entrepreneur or sushi entrepreneur, they shouldn't look back because sometimes there are a lot of challenges, as I said, in every business there is risk. So they should have their own self-motivation. And sometimes you might enter into a situation that might be very difficult for you to get somebody to advise you at a certain point in time or some circumstances. But once you have your determination that this is what I want to do, just try to be focused and you can do it.
And finally, to close out this round, do you feel like you've made it or do you feel like you've accomplished your goal with Bacana Bamboo Bikes?
Yes. We're still in the process and because we still want to do more. And we are so grateful about how far we've gone so far. And that doesn't mean we're just going to sleep or we are going to rest. But we're still looking at how we can make a difference, not only in Ghana, but other countries.
Yeah. Wow. That's the end of the rapid fire round, and I think you definitely gave some great actionable advice for those bandits that are listening. And as we cool down, I would like to know, what is one book that you would recommend to the bandits?
I think I will recommend The Art of Possibility. That is transforming personal and personal life into professional life, which was written by Rosamund Pons.
Art of Possibilities. And for those listening, we'll put that up on Bernice's page summarizing the interview. And if you also sign up for the Knowledge Bandits newsletter, we'll be able to send that to you also. And who are your mentors and what would you say is the value of that mentorship?
When somebody asks me who are my mentors, sometimes I find it very difficult to say this or this person or that because the reason is I always get motivated, especially as young people who are trying to do something on their own. So my motivation goes in day in and day out. So I don't really have one specific person, but I'm always enthused and so happy about what Oprah has been doing. I have been reading about Oprah and the work that she's doing is quite amazing. But I'm really always motivated about the young people who are trying to make a difference, especially like young ladies.
And what advice would you give to some of those young people that are listening who are afraid to take the step into entrepreneurship?
I think the one thing I would want to tell them that they shouldn't always forget about perseverance. And I know with perseverance, they can go far. No matter the circumstances, no matter the challenges, they should make it a point that they are going to make it and make it big and also to impact the whole world.
And for those people who are listening from diaspora, who want to move back to Ghana and get things started, or even for those people who are in Ghana and want to start a business, but they're not exactly sure what to do, what advice can you give them on specific areas that they can start?
I could tell them that we have a lot of natural resources that they can tap into, especially like farming, as I said. There are a lot of natural resources they can work on. But I believe for this 21st century, it's not too ideal to travel all the way to say, I'm going to look for the white collar job, whereby you'll be struggling in somebody's country. But there's a lot of advantage here in Ghana that people can take advantage of. It. There are a lot of microfinance, there are a lot of soft loans that sometimes is difficult to assess, and the percentage are also very high. But what can you do? It's better to be in your home because we call something like home sweet home. It's never too late for you to be in your country to start afresh No matter how your age is, it's better you start afresh from your home.
Yes.
But you never have any sweet home than where you were being originated.
I think that's great, especially talking about the rich natural resources that Ghana has and a lot of countries within Africa. I think it's sort of good to look at those industries and not only at these traditional extractive industries.
Exactly.
And I just want to know, what is one thing that we can't find about Bernice Dapa on any sort of website or anything like that? What is one sort of piece of information that makes you who you are?
I think one thing that sometimes, for me personally, I could see, there might be some difficult situation. Now, I'm not actually trying to praise myself, but that's what sometimes people do say. And as a leader, you always have to overlook most of the things. As something that a manager cannot withstand, as a leader, you have to see how best we can endure. That doesn't mean we should be very soft in whatever you are doing. But I could see I really have a heart that can really contain a lot of issues. But if you don't have heart that can contain a lot of issues, it should be difficult to work with people.
Well, yeah, thank you for that. I think that that sort of helps us get to know you a little bit better, and definitely wishing you all of the success with Ghana Bamboo Bikes.
Thank you so much. As we sort of
come to close, for those people who have listened and who have been so inspired just through listening to you, how can they sort of contact you for maybe internship opportunities or even some sort of mentorship?
Okay. Please, they can always email me through info@ghanabambubikes.org.
All right. And as promised, I gave you this question in the very beginning, and I'm going to ask again to see what sort of great answer you can give us. But you are tasked with building the greatest business the world has ever seen. You can bring on any two people, living or dead. With you taking the lead, who would you bring on and what would you do?
I think in every business that I would do, the very few people that I would really move with is people that really have the passion about whatever they want to do. Not just like they really want to come and see whatever is going on. It's not just a fan. Because to be an entrepreneur, you really have to have the passion and the confidence to make it happen. So I really always want to move the people who have the passion that to do well, to move project or project to different level. Because it's not something like you want to enter and fail. That if you just move like, I'm just going to do it, then you're going to fail. That you have to look at how best you can sustain your business.
Thank you for that. And do you have any two specific names of people that you would love to start a business with?
Yes. I have some few people in mind. I think there was a day I passed by a certain university and I saw a lady who was trying to see how she can also make a difference. A young lady called Jonas, she's also a very good lady. And I could really see that she's really having that entrepreneurship spirit, somebody who really wants to make impact within their communities. And she has really started doing a lot of projects in her school, which is quite amazing.
That's great. And I think that there's no better way to end this podcast than with you talking about passion and bringing on someone who exudes that sort of passion for their community and wants to sort of improve the lives of the people there. Do you have any Twitter links or Instagram or any social media that you would like to share with the bandits?
I think we have a Facebook page. You can just type in Ghana Bamboo Bikes Initiative. That's our Facebook page, which is very active for us.
Okay. Bernice, this has been a really great experience for me. I want to thank you for joining the Knowledge Bandits podcast, and I'm sure that the bandits appreciate it as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for getting in touch with me. And we hope we can do more in the near future.
Yes. Stay inspired, and I look forward to keeping in touch.
I'm always available. Okay. Thank you so much.
This is the Knowledge Bandits Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Overcast, or Stitcher. You can also follow Knowledge Bandits on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, Bandits, stay inspired. So I guess, can you just give me like a little background of yourself?
Okay. I think, my name is Benita Paz, you know, and, in a simplest way, I must say, I am a social entrepreneur and I love entrepreneurship. And, I have my first degree. I'm trying to get my second degree too.
Okay.
And, I've worked with both, private and NGO sector in Ghana. For now, that's what I'm joining, and I'm trying to see how best I can encourage other youth to different platforms too.
Okay, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you started Ghana Bamboo Bikes right after your first degree?
No, I started it whilst I was schooling. I think I started it before even I started schooling, so during my first degree, I was still working on it.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. So what exactly encouraged you to do it? I mean, I know I read it a little bit about how you were concerned with poverty and all of that, but just...
Yeah. Actually, I think... after my senior high, I was at home for about 7 years, struggling to go to school. So by then, I was working for NGOs as a volunteer, going up and down. So I actually decided not to school again, but alongside, I realized it's so good for me to go back to school, at least to get a profile. So I was looking at how I can get something to do, especially doing importation in Ghana, which was a bit difficult for the search that I did because I was not having any capital. And fortunately, I was working with a team that we went to a seminar that we realized that we should try and use our local raw materials to do something. So I thought of bamboo bike by then. So when I went to and the college, and I started doing business administration, our entrepreneurship lecturer also emphasized a lot that looking at the unemployment rate in Ghana is good. You start something on your own, especially using your local raw material, either farming, livestock, crop, wherever. So there was a day that I was doing a search with one volunteer, and I got to know that Bamboo Bicycle was there in the 18th. I think they launched it in UK, but people didn't really take advantage of it. So I said, wow, we have all this abandoned bamboo in Ghana, which is going underutilized. So what really triggered me is I realized that it's not only a bicycle that we can use bamboo to do, but we can use bamboo for a lot of products like handicraft. But in Ghana, we just set fire in it, and it's going underutilized. So that is where we got a passion to see how best we can use the bamboo to manufacture bicycles in Ghana.
Wow, that's really cool. I think just seeing the way you framed all of your thinking, that's really nice.
Two people that are really enthused to work with and to move with is people who really have the passion, who have the spirit to move or to make the change. And I must say, entrepreneurship is not just like eating and drinking. It's something that you need to be moved about. This is what I want to do. Because personally, when I started, I could see there has been a lot of challenges, especially when you want to be a social entrepreneur, a project that can really help you and also make an impact within the communities. We need a very committed people and people who are very focused, not like everybody is talking about entrepreneurship. So I really just want to go in it. If you are not, you don't really have plans or you don't have passion about whatever you're doing, alongside you might fail. That's how I see it. But sometimes when even you fail and you really have the passion to move ahead, you first, you just look at how we can dust yourself. Even you fall, you dust yourself and then you just pick on a new cloth and just move ahead. Sometimes people might tell you it's impossible to do this. For instance, when we started Bamboo Bike, people said, is this going to work? And this is men's work and this is not women's work. And I said, what about in this world that we have men's work and women's work? Whatever a man can do, a woman can do. And whatever a woman can do, a man can do. Not that we are trying to challenge men, but we're trying to see how best we can do something to also help our men, you understand?
Yeah.
So I believe there's going to be a lot of challenges up and down, but once you have determination to do this, you can do it. Mm. And I've realized with my own personal experience that if you have determination, people who are entrepreneurs and want to be entrepreneurs, if they're 100% and they are moving by their instinct and their drive, I'm sure we can get not at least 95% to be successfully.